There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Do I just have to be quiet since Trevor's not here? Do I just have to have a moment of silence because Trevor's not with me tonight? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I am Rob, flying solo tonight. Without Trevor, I don't know what I'm doing here. I just sit in the studio and record my voice. I really think that people really value my opinion. So I can't stop that from me getting on mic and just bullshitting for a while. No, actually, Trevor isn't with us tonight. Something came up for him, and he canceled here this morning. And that's okay. Shit happens. We'll just fly by the seat of our pants. I asked Juana to come on the show, of course. But she's working tonight, too. I don't know what it is. It just seems to be life is insane lately for everybody. But me, I get to stay home and broadcast, and I'm very happy about that because nothing makes me more happier, honestly, than coming in here. So I'm going to open up the phone lines here in a little bit, but I obviously want to talk a little bit about Survivor and The Amazing Race, and I hope that you guys listening live will decide to call in and talk about Survivor and The Amazing Race, ask me my opinion. Maybe you guys will come up with something that I didn't, then we can talk about that for a little while. So please, more happier. Yes, nothing would make me more happier. More happier. I'm getting shit in the chat room. But I did want to talk a little bit about Survivor. What blew me away this week is the fact that Lisa did not vote for Artis. John or Michael did. Lisa voted for Jonathan. Michael voted for Artis, but Lisa did not flip. And I'm just not sure why she didn't. If she's trying to save face with Pete and Abby, maybe. But the fact that she didn't flip over is, I don't know. It's kind of shocking to me. And I know Trevor would have a completely different opinion on this. And that's why I'm the yin and he's the yang. I don't know what it is. But the fact that she didn't flip to me is a little disturbing. I mean, I understand why she wants to be loyal. I do get the loyalty part. But Pete and Abby have no loyalty to her whatsoever, and she knows it. She knows it. Now, Davey in the chat room says the big question is, did Mike tell Lisa he was voting that way? Maybe not. I mean, they had a long discussion about it in the ocean. They were out there in the ocean by themselves, and they had a long discussion. I can't believe that it didn't come up that Michael says, hey, look, I'm going to vote Artis out tonight. Maybe she knew that, and that's why she stayed with Jonathan, because she knew that Artis had the votes to go home, and she could also save face with Pete and Abby. I don't think she's that smart of a player. You look into Lisa's eyes, and you know she is the sweetest person on the planet. You know she's the nicest person on the planet. But Abby's right. She is naive. And that's coming from Abby, who I think is also dumb, because she thinks she has the world figured out, and she just doesn't have a fucking clue what's going on. Pete has absolutely gotten screwed over by his alliance to Abby. He should have dumped her 3 weeks ago when he wanted to, and just gotten rid of her. He would be in a better spot without Abby right now. Yeah, Kieran in the chat room says she's laughing that the Abby's right. She is. Lisa is naive. She's loyal. she doesn't want to piss people off. I understand where Lisa is coming from, because you just look at her and where she's coming from. She felt so bad about what she did at the last tribal council of trying to blindside Malcolm. She felt terrible about doing that. She was in the moment. She got caught up in the survivor moment and got kind of swept away by the game for a minute. But when she realized, when she took a step back and realized what she was doing, she knew it wasn't her. And she was like, holy shit. I'm not sure those words ran through her mind. But she was like, holy shit, that's not me, and I feel really terrible about what I did. And to me, Lisa's just the sweetest person on the planet. I just don't think she has a mean bone in her body. She is naive to think that her sticking with Pete and Abby is going to have them owe her something. That is completely not the case. It is completely not the case. They will cut her the minute that it's going to work out for them. Hopefully now it's not going to work out for them. I hope Pete and Abby are screwed, because I don't know who said it on the show. I think Jonathan was making the point, was they're bullies. They're big bullies, and that's how they get their way in this game. He's right. He's absolutely right. They're bullies. They are the evil side of this season of Survivor. So, which I feel bad. I don't think Pete is a bad guy. Pete, in my opinion, is right up there with, he could be an all-star. I mean, he could return. All-star, I'm using the term all-star loosely. He could be a returning player and do really, really well. If there's anybody that's an all-star out of this season, it's Malcolm. Malcolm and his giant balls, which I really hope he heard that episode. Navy says, Lisa learned everything on the streets of Facts of Life. Lisa had such a different upbringing than everybody else. It's amazing that she is as well-rounded of a person as she is. Granted, she's very naive. She's very naive at the world. But I think she got lucky in her life. So, I mean, good for her. But, no, I think, like I said, I want to go back to my All-Stars point. If there's anybody that deserves to be an All-Star out of this season, it's Malcolm. He has positioned himself and Denise, and maybe they did it together. Denise is an All-Star, too, in my opinion. But if I had to pick somebody that I want to win this game, it's Denise first and Malcolm a very, very close second, almost tied. If either one of those two win this, I will be ecstatic. But they both came from a tribe that was decimated to two people in the first five episodes of the show. They were decimated. I mean, first it was Zane, then Roxy, Angie, Russell was gone, and all you have left is Denise and Malcolm. And somehow, they make it to merge. Somehow, they don't get picked off by the tribes that they were absorbed by. And honestly, Malcolm sitting with a hidden immunity idol still, he's sitting in a great spot. I hope that he can carry both himself and Denise to at least the final four. Because I feel that if they get to the final four, they've got a great shot at taking this to the finale. Carter. Yeah, I'm glad somebody, Davey brought up Carter in the chat room. Carter might be, Carter, again, probably the nicest person, one of the nicest people on the planet, because, you know, we've already established that Lisa is the nicest person. But Carter just has nothing to say. We saw his first confessional, I think, this last week. I was like, holy shit, he talks. He has a voice. He's not like Ariel from The Little Mermaid, and his voice has not been stripped away from his body. So good for him. I don't know. I'm shocked as to why he got cast. Bongo in the chat room says, rumor has it season 26 is a fans versus faves. That would be great. So Malcolm might be back for that. That would be great. Malcolm's definitely a fave. I think Pete could be a favorite too of people. He just got caught up with a cunt. And maybe Abby Maria isn't a cunt. She is in this game. She's not a good person in this game. She has fucked over everybody that is close to her. And Pete is unfortunately too close. Artis is gone. Artis paid the price of being close to Abby. And, here's my question, and I want to ask the callers tonight. We are going to open up the lines here in a little bit. I just want to know what you guys think as to if Abby would give her hidden immunity idol to Pete. Obviously, she wasn't giving it to Artis. I think she just set on it. I think she's that selfish that she would just set on it. So, my prediction for this week. Now, Davey, I think on Twitter, Abby's even being called the most annoying survivor ever on the promos. That's great. That is perfect. I think Davey would said on the Twitter that this week's show is new. It is not a recrap episode. So that means, and I think it was Ryan on Twitter, we were talking, that means that this week probably has to be family, right? I hope so. I hope it's a family episode. We always get a family episode right around this time. Yeah, as Ryan on Twitter says, we're due for the yearly Survivor family episode this week, right? It has to be. They always, somehow it always falls around Thanksgiving. Davey says she'll go home because the other side can split their vote. Yeah. Okay. So we do know that it's the chat room saying that it is confirmed that it is a new episode. Alrighty. The amazing. Oh, what are my predictions this week? I'm going to say that Pete's probably going to go home. They're going to flush out Abby's idol and Pete will probably go home. Which is too bad. I think I could get behind Pete and cheer for Pete. He's just aligned with, quote-unquote, the most annoying survivor ever. And it's too bad. She came on too strong. Her little tiff with RC. I mean, RC had her back. RC and Abby were tight. And then she blew off her mouth. And RC's like, fuck this shit. I'm done, and walks away. In the end, it cost RC. But again, somebody who's close to Abby got voted out early. And that's the way it is. That's the way the cookie crumbles. KFN Dog says in the chat room, Pete will go home unless somebody flubs a vote and Carter goes. That could very well happen. So I want to talk a little bit about The Amazing Race, and then I will take your calls. I did watch The Amazing Race last night before I went to bed, and there's my notes. So I have this cool new website that I found. It's called If Then This That. It's IFTTT, and I found a way that I can text a phone number with a hashtag, and it automatically adds to a Google Doc. I have a smartphone. I have an iPhone. Yes, I could open up the Google Doc and type into it, but it seems to be much easier to hashtag a text and send it in, and it's automatically added to a Google Doc. And so that's how I'm taking notes now. I'm texting my notes to a Google Doc. So check out ifttt.com. You make little recipes with all these little different websites, and it can text you the weather every morning. It's kind of fun. Anyway, on to The Amazing Race. Davey says, I can't believe it, but I'm actually liking James and James this season. I thought they'd be the biggest D-bags. I agree. And Long Hair Don't Care got eliminated this week. So I talked to them today. I did not record, did not record the conversation with them. One, I didn't have my laptop available to me at work today. I was just by a phone at the right time, and I thought, shit, I'll call in, listen, see what I can get for the show. I should have recorded it because they are aware of my work here on RFF Radio. I don't know if they were upset about the things we've said about them in the past, but I don't think that they were thrilled with what we've said or what I've said. I mean, fine, fuck them. I don't care. You know what? I say it how I see it. These people have to realize when they're on a show like this that I'm going to have a strong opinion about it. I'm going to go on the air and I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. But anyway, they talked to me for a little bit. So what has happened? I believe it was ABBA. His knees, quote unquote, knees were bad. If I'm wrong, please, if it was James in the chat room, please let me know. But I think it was ABBA's knees that were bad. It comes to turn out that he had broken, and he used the word, yeah, I was just trashing the whole season. ABBA had the bad knees. Okay, thank you, Faithy. That he had broken both of his tibias. Now, he used the word broken, but I feel like if you had two broken legs, you wouldn't be able to walk around as well as he was. So he must have fractured them or cracked them, but it was broken legs that he ended up having. He's still in physical therapy, dealing with the pain and the broken legs. So, I mean, props to them for doing as well as they did. He did not lose his tibias. He broke them. So, you know, props to them. They ended up getting a passport from the U.S. Embassy. The bags never have been recovered. They can't find the taxi driver that robbed them. And I think they used the word robbed today because or stolen. He stole them. It was a bad situation for them. My thing is, no other team, and we saw this at the beginning of last night's episode, no other team has ever been able to check in without a passport. Never. But they allowed them to check in and continue on the race, which maybe it's because it was a non-elimination leg. I don't know, but I really call bullshit on that because never in the history of the Amazing Race was a team able to check in without a passport. KFN Dog in the chat room says, am I the only one who thinks the taxi driver wasn't really a taxi driver? I felt that way a lot last night on last night's show. They were showing cab drivers or quote-unquote cabs. And I thought, wow, I would have never known that that was a cab driver. Anyway, I'm a little bit surprised that they were even allowed to check in. So Josh and Brent get a penalty for not finishing the detour. And I really don't know to be touched or angry with Abby and Ryan and Josh and Brent working together. To me, I don't understand why Abby and Ryan stuck around as long as they did. I mean, in the end, it didn't matter. Josh and Brent had a penalty and Abby and Ryan were going to get checked in before them. So it didn't matter. They got to the mat and they had checked in against Longhair Don't Care, but anyway, that doesn't make any difference. Somebody in the chat room earlier says they think that Abby and Ryan are the villains of the season. And partially, I think that's true, but I think the tweenies are the big annoyance of the season. So, we get on to this leg of the race. And, okay, so I didn't hate the roadblock. I thought the roadblock was kind of interesting with the time zones. It made for interesting television, and that teacher was a bastard. He was hilariously funny. Oh, the chat room is not liking my quote-unquote annoyance with the the tweenies. Abby and Ryan have no friends. It may be, it will be a good move to ally with the Goat Boys. It could be KFN Dog. First episode all year without Go Tweenie! Tweenie Go! Tweenie! So I thought the time zone roadblock was kind of interesting. Probably the greatest moment is Ryan just being overconfident. I got this roadblock. I got it. It's done. I'm so super smart at this. And it took him 25 attempts or 21 attempts. I don't know what it is. Somebody pointed out to me on Facebook though, and I need to thank this person because it had been bugging me for a long time. Tony A on Facebook. Thank you. That Ryan looked so familiar. I don't think I've ever vocalized this on the show, and maybe I did during the pre-show, but I'm not sure if I've ever vocalized this, but it's been bugging me how much Ryan reminds me of somebody, and I've never been able to put my finger on it. So, today, Tony A on Facebook points out to me, Ryan was on a contestant on Martha Stewart's Celebrity Apprentice. Does anybody remember that show from 2005? Yes. Ryan was on it, and I believe he got fourth place on it. It is not somebody I recognize from the Reba show. No, he was a Martha Stewart apprentice. Now, maybe most of you guys that are listening to me right now never watched Martha Stewart's Apprentice. I did for some reason because I had no life. And I don't know if we were ever on, if we were doing a show. I should look that up right now. If Martha Stewart Apprentice. The Apprentice Martha Stewart. If we were on the air, we had to have been on the air when this show was airing, because it started airing in September of 2005 and it went to December of 2005. We started our podcast in June of 2005. So obviously we've talked about Ryan before on this program. It just clicked right away. I knew the minute I read that from Tony on Facebook today that he was right. And I went back and looked it up, and Ryan hasn't hardly aged a bit in 7 years. I haven't either, but that's beside the point. Ryan hasn't aged at all in 7 years, and I knew him from somewhere. I don't know if that blows anybody else away, but it kind of blew me away. But it was great how overconfident he was, and it took him 25 tries to get it done. Now, the Movers and Shakers detour was really, I felt fucking hard. Finally, some challenges, which I don't know. I just felt like the challenges this week, they had stepped it up a little bit. So I have a caller calling in. Hi. Uh-oh. He must not have. I think it was the Puffy Taco calling in. We can call later. You can call back or call later. I don't care. So finally I felt like we had some James and James Faithy says was a stud in the dance portion. They were. I mean they did well. James and James are trying to help Trey and Lexi. More teams helping each other. Again, I think there's too much working together, and I don't like it. I just don't like it. But the one thing that I took away from the night is Josh and Brent flew through these challenges. Flew through them. And I don't know if because they thought that the challenges were easy, or if they just didn't feel like they had any pressure on them, and they just went right through them. Yeah, well, the tweenies did rip their pants. That was kind of funny. So yeah, I just felt like that it was a good show. Overall, a good show, But Ryan being overconfident at that roadblock was priceless. And I tweeted last night something like, if Abby, I gotta find it. If Abby needs a man who understands time zones, then I'm her man. Not that overconfident douche, Ryan. I wonder. Huh. Okay. Whatever. It's all right. The Buffy Taco. I thought that was you. Okay. So anyway, my prediction for next week, that Josh and Brent are probably Gonski on the whole Amazing Race. And that will lead your final four with James and James, Trey and Lexi, Natalie and Nadia, and Abby and Ryan. I think my prediction is Trey and Lexi win. I did not. The Nico, we haven't opened up the phone line yet, so we'll be doing phone lines here shortly. I think Trey and Lexi are gonna win. I said this to somebody else today. I was like, I'm probably rooting for Trey and Lexi to win, but I think I'm gonna be disappointed when they do win, and that's sad. I would like to see Abby and Ryan win just to take home the $2 million, but I don't like them that much. James and James, I just can't get behind Chippendale's dancers. And Natalie and Nadia annoy the shit out of me. So there's, yeah, and KFN Dog says, it looks like Abby and Ryan missed their plane again. They have some plane problems in, yeah, so. Anyway. But I still think Josh and Brent probably get screwed. Oh, Bongo, and that's right. Trey and Lexi are getting the classic second place happy couple edit. That's a great point. They really are getting that edit. The classic couple, boyfriend, girlfriend, who's going to be together forever because they love each other. And we're just so happy we got to run this amazing race together with each other. And we're going to love each other forever. And it doesn't matter if I have $1 million because I have Trey. Barf. That's how I look at it. And that's exactly going to be her second place. Her second place speech at the end. If they win, I predict that she will show her titties. That's just I'm just throwing that out there as my prediction. She flashes her tits, or second place, she's just so happy to be in love with Trey that she doesn't need $1 million. Steven Minneapolis says, can't stand the tweenies, even though they've toned down the whole tweenie shouts of encouragement. Anyway, I think it's time to take your calls. Now, if somebody wants to call in on Skype, I think, should we do Skype calls now? I think we should do Skype calls now. And then I can open up the phone lines after Skype. So, if you're on Skype right now and want to call in, hint, hint, somebody who called just a few minutes ago but hung up because they weren't sure if I was taking calls, you can go ahead and call in now. And if you don't call in on Skype, then I'll open up the phone lines, but I will take your calls right now. Oh, I think Les is calling. I'm going to answer. Hi, Les.
Hey, how are you? It's Normal calling.
Normal, how are you?
Good. What's up, Nebraska?
Well, it is kind of cold, and it's almost Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving for you guys.
Thank you. You are in Canada, right?
Yeah, you betcha.
Hey, don't you know?
We had our Thanksgiving already.
Oh, did you? Okay, so when is your Thanksgiving?
It was, I'd say 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Now, do you guys do the classic turkey, or do you cook a bald eagle?
We don't actually do any of that.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people do the turkey thing, but we didn't this year at all. Okay.
So,
ours isn't as big as yours. Like, you guys make a big hoop-de-da about Thanksgiving. It doesn't seem as popular here for us. It's just Christmas.
Ah, I see. So do you put up a tree and give presents?
Yep, you bet.
Well, wow. I want to...
I'm mad at you, Rob.
Why is that?
Because you, you little asshole, you always get that song stuck in my head. Life song. Stop it. Don't keep playing that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I promise from now on, I won't play it anymore. I promise.
Yes, you will.
You take the good, you take the bad. You know, it's so funny because Trevor just shuts the hell up when I start playing this song.
Do you remember that show when it was on? Like, it was horrible.
I used to run it or watch it in reruns. It might have. So you watched it while it was on the air.
Okay, now you're calling me old.
No, not even that.
Yeah, I saw it when it was.
So it was funny. I honestly watched it and I remember the theme song, but yeah. But what kind of issues did they deal with? I mean, was it like, I mean, obviously for the time they didn't deal with, you know, girls on their periods or pregnancy or anything.
No, but it was sad. Like, it was really pathetic. Like, I remember, you know who Nancy McKeon is?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, she's kind of popular, but I remember her dad was in jail or something.
Oh, okay.
She visited him in jail and sang Christmas carols. It was really not good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a terrible show. How did it last 9 seasons or whatever?
I don't know. We only had a couple channels at the time.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I only had one channel, so
mm-hmm.
until we got satellite.
Mm-hmm. And that's why people get stuck watching shows like that when you have two channels.
You get to watch the facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think? What do you want to talk about? Survivor of the Amazing Race?
Oh, I don't. You know what? This Amazing Race has gotten me bored. I haven't watched about the last 3 episodes, so I'm done with that. But
yeah.
Survivor is a great season this year.
It
what
is.
Do you think?
I'm loving this season, and somebody pointed out to me on Twitter tonight that we're coming up on the end, and I was like, oh man, we are. That's depressing.
I know, it's a good one, isn't it?
It's great. It's just been a great season and great tribal councils.
Yes. For sure.
Great tribal councils.
They did a great job getting this cast.
They did. Now, Allison needs to take hints to get Big Brother casted right.
Exactly.
And we need more drama on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Do you think The Amazing Race will keep running for years and years and years? Or do you think it's...
I do, as long as they keep winning Emmys. They're going to keep fucking putting that show on because of the Emmys.
This is true.
But they need to pick up the fucking pace here.
Yeah, I got bored this season.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it anymore.
Well, it's
at
just,
least this season.
It's just the people that they had on were terrible. I can't really get behind anybody, like I said earlier. I want Trey and Lexi to win, but I feel like I'm going to be disappointed when they do cross the finish line.
And I'm done with this season. I don't even remember those two.
He's the douchebag that wears the Texas Longhorns orange shorts everywhere. those things have to smell terrible.
Probably do, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I have one more thing I want
to
ask you.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you, like, crazy? You watch Honey Boo Boo? That is horrible, Rob.
Ah, here comes Honey Boo Boo, child. A dollar make me holla. No,
there's something wrong with you, maybe, if you like that. I tried 2 episodes.
Oh, it's such a train wreck, and I love it so much. It's just, it is literally the biggest train wreck television I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
You know, June was almost on the TLC people never got back to me, but June agreed to be on the show if TLC would let her.
Is that the mom?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And oh, that would have been all right.
I would have loved
me down and like her, but
oh, that family is just fucking crazy, and I love it.
Good for you for trying to get her on your show.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
I enjoy your podcast. It's great. Mainly, I just download it, but this time I caught it live. So keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate it, and keep warm.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate you listening.
All right, you take care.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right, thanks to Normal for calling in, and I think I had one more Skype caller try to call in while she was on the line, so please call back if you're still listening. And I think you are in the chat room. Maybe not. I don't know. Call back. You've got a minute or two to call back. You start with an N. And end with an O. That's your first name. I don't want to give it away on the air if you don't want to talk about it. But call back. I didn't mean to. I should just call you. I'm now calling people to be on the show. All right. He must have stepped away. I'm sorry. I hate. Oh, there he is. Hey! Oh, he hung up. Something must be wrong with his computer. What's going on? Okay, one more time. Hello? Hey!
Rob, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Okay, I'm ready. Bring it on. All right.
Okay, so first you fire Trevor from your show, okay? Subject us to the Rob RFF show where you talk about the worst Amazing Race season of all time. Okay, by yourself. Play the Facts of Life theme song. And I call in because I think, you know what? We're friends, right? I'll have a good conversation with my friend Rob.
Yeah.
I give him a call and he hangs up on me.
Hey, I hung up on you once while I had somebody else on the line.
No. See, because apparently you weren't taking phone calls at the time. We had to listen to you talk about the Miz, right?
Yeah, I subjected people to way too long of me talking by myself. Yeah. But see, the problem is Trevor is always interrupting me and I never get a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how are you?
I'm okay.
Well, good.
Yeah, good. Hating the Amazing Race.
Yeah, you know, okay. I didn't hate last night's episode. What didn't you like about it?
About last night's episode?
Yeah. Did you just not like last night's episode, or is it just a culmination of the whole season?
Well, that, but also last night, they introduce us. First of all, they cliffhang us at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
Okay. That long hair don't care, lose their passports.
Yeah.
And then they are now set up on, okay, they get this second chance to go find the passports, redeem themselves, and then you have an episode where they get eliminated at the end anyway. So why not just eliminate them last time?
Yeah, you know, I've never seen them allow a team to check in without a passport.
Yeah. What was that team a couple years ago that they eliminated because of that?
The one guy had Asperger's, right?
Yeah.
It was Zev and Justin. Yeah. And Zev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they eliminated them, right?
Yeah, they did. No passport. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's what Phil said at the finish line. And, you know, Tony and Dallas, they got eliminated because of no passport. They were in last place, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, no passport, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. This season sucks.
I don't know what it is. There's not enough drama. I hate the fact that all these teams are working together. And, you know what? Maybe I want the Tweenies to win just to make this the worst season ever.
Well, here's the thing, because I despised them at the beginning of this season.
Okay. Like,
I despised every team, but them yeah. especially.
I'm glad I'm not alone at despising every team. Because I'm
left in this weird scenario where somehow I'm still a fan of this show.
Yeah.
And I have to watch it to the end, and I have to pick someone to root for.
Yeah.
And by process of elimination, they're like the only team that I would actually sort of, kind of...
The Tweenies.
Root for if, you know...
You would really root for the Tweenies.
Who else do we have?
Well, try it.
We have Chippendales.
Well, I will never get behind them. I will not ever get behind them.
Inappropriate about that.
Oh, sorry.
You have them. You have Abby and Ryan, who think for some reason they're front runners because they got lucky on the first leg.
Yeah, okay, that's a great point. They are the biggest threat ever because they are the $2 million threat.
But I don't see them winning, though. Like, didn't they say something a couple weeks ago about how they're going to break the record or something for
yeah.
most legs won? And
yeah.
They're not even close to that number.
They haven't won a leg since.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, can we move on from this stupid show? Because this show sucks.
I think I found a new co-host, everybody. Screw Trevor.
Yes. Yeah, well, okay, if you don't hang up on me twice.
No, it was internet trouble. That's what I blame it on.
Yeah. I think we know why Trevor keeps cutting out every episode now.
I just fucking hang up on him.
Can we play the Facts of Life song?
Yes, we can. Yes, just a second.
Entertaining than this freaking season of The Amazing Race.
I didn't have it queued up because I wasn't ready to play Facts of Life, but it's just a click of a button.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing.
Yeah.
Now you know.
People are mad at me again. Thank you.
Yeah, well. When is someone not mad at you, Rob?
Yeah, you know, okay. That's true, because I've pissed a bunch of people off at work today, too. So it's just how I roll.
Sure.
Yeah. So what else do you have?
This freaking awesome season of Survivor.
Yeah, it is pretty good, isn't it?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm making a bold prediction here.
Okay. Because
I thought Penner was a goner from, like, week two.
Oh, yeah. He's been on the edge of being voted out for, 9 weeks now.
I think I'm going to call him as my winner now.
Really?
Well, because he's gotten this weird edit where, like, it seemed for sure he was going out, like, merge time. But he's somehow miraculously saved himself, what, like 3 weeks in a row now? Four weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like at this point, and he's fought to the point where now he's in power.
What do you think of Lisa not voting for Ardis?
Here's my thing with that, though. If I'm scooping and I'm Lisa, and I see that I can go with either my tribe or the other guys, regardless of if you'd like them or not, I could see Lisa and Scoopin beating Pete, Abby, or Ardis in the finals, as opposed to beating like a Malcolm or a Denise in the finals.
True, that's true. But I don't think Pete and Abby owe nothing to those two, and they're not going to ever be loyal to those two.
Yeah, but say like you're at the final five, and Scoopin pulls out a win or something, and somehow gets Ardis out.
Yeah,
automatically they have to bring a third person to the final three.
True.
You know, as opposed to the other tribe where you know Malcolm and Denise are going to bring each other.
Right.
And you know Penner and Carter are going to bring each other. And it's just a matter of...
Do you think Penner and Carter are that close, though? I don't think they're that close.
Yeah, but they're close by default, though.
That's true. That is true.
Penner doesn't have any friends.
No, he doesn't. He has Lisa, and she voted for him.
Yeah, Lisa who voted for him.
Good job, Penner.
That was a weird edit, too, that they did that episode. Like, it was the entire time, because they did a similar thing last year when Cochran flipped his vote.
Yeah.
And where the whole episode was leading up to him flipping. And then they didn't even mention Scoop in this episode the entire time, and then he ends up being the one.
Right, yeah. I don't know what it is, what they're trying to hide, if anything.
Do you think, like, Scoop and Penner have been sort of working together this entire time?
I would not be surprised. I don't want to give Trevor any credit for predicting that, though.
You fired him. It's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fuck him. They have to be, because the only way you have a chance to winning is if another returning player is on your tribe.
And it's the only explanation, because Scoopin has no reason to flip his vote if he knows Lisa's not flipping his vote.
Right.
Because if the reason that he flipped was that he thought that he had some sort of ally on the other side. Because if he's not working with Penner, then he just lost his closest friend in the game that, you know, would
take
him to.
But Lisa's not going to hold that against him. Lisa's not going to say, well, fuck you, Scoopin', you didn't vote with me.
Yeah, but they don't have the numbers, though, to make up for it anymore.
No, you're right, they don't.
But
Lisa is going to find out that what Mike did and follow him, don't you think?
I guess, but see, the previews for this episode that they did at the end of the last one, they were talking about how Lisa has a hard time breaking up. I think that's the thing they used. And she's been that way this entire time. She's had multiple opportunities to flip, but I almost think she... Even though she's friends with Scoopin and she really trusts Scoopin more than everybody else, she's got this weird sort of inability to go with your gut and go what you think is right, and as opposed to like going with the popular people.
Right. Right. But Mike made such a big deal to Lisa. I'm not going to flip my vote if you don't. But somehow they still got separated. Did she, in her own world, decide to go back without telling anybody, go back to Pete and Abby and not tell Mike? And try to save face with Pete and Abby? I don't think she's that cunning of a player.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give her enough credit to do that.
No, I don't either. But yeah. I don't understand because Mike made such a big deal. He's like, I'm not switching if you're not going to come with me. Mm. And he ended up flipping anyway.
Yeah. Lisa, she's been an entertaining character.
She has.
She's been really interesting, and I hope she goes further. But I don't see her as a good player like a lot of Survivor fans are saying.
No, I don't think she is either.
I think she's making waves and it makes for good TV, but I don't think a great Survivor player would make the types of moves that she's made so far.
No.
So that's why I don't give her enough credit.
I think Penner is a great player. He falls into that category.
Penner's a great player.
I just don't know how he makes it to the end.
Well, you look at the four of Carter, Penner, Malcolm, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you only got to get rid of one more person.
True.
You know?
True.
So, because he's got a majority four that I don't think are going to get split up.
No, and I really do feel like Mike Scoopin is going to stick with him now.
Yeah, and then they get rid of him Final Five because I don't see him as being a great player. Like,
he's not.
People thought he was the last time.
He's not. So... What I have an opinion as to what has changed, but what do you think has changed? So did you watch his original season?
I did not watch his original season. I'm one of those people that sort of cut in halfway.
Well,
to
because
Survivor.
You're like 12 years old, right? I'm just kidding. you were still in the womb when that show was on.
Yes, I was still in the womb.
No, but back then, a good quote-unquote survivor, was somebody who worked well in the elements. That's why Gretchen in the first season was a good quote-unquote big threat to make it to the end, and that's why everybody was so shocked when Richard pulled the alliance together and voted her out. Besides that, I think the term of great player and great survivor has changed over the years, and Mike Scoopin is not that anymore.
Or maybe there just wasn't enough shown, because that's what happened with Russell Swan.
Yeah.
He was out, you know, sixth, and everybody thought he was this amazing leader and stuff like that. But really, all they were seeing was potential.
Right.
Like, Russell proved not to be a good player this time, because he saw more of him, and that might be the same thing with Scoopin.
I never saw potential in Russell Swan. I hated Russell Swan.
I just remember him being overshadowed by Hans.
Oh yeah,
is what it was.
Evil. We had evil Russell and good Russell. That
and just because he shared the name with one of the best characters in the history of the show, people were compelled by him.
Yeah. Why is it people with names start with R in that game? Richard, Russell,
Rob.
Rob.
And I'm talking about Cesternino.
Yeah. yeah. I know. Yeah. Now we're talking. I'm talking about Boston Rob. Rob Cesternino. Might have a good podcast, but goddamn, he didn't know how to play that game.
I disagree.
Of course you do. This is why you're on the other end of the line, as I need somebody to disagree with me.
Okay, let's be honest here. You don't like Cesternino because he happened to use a bell.
No, it's not even it. I think he probably does. I've never listened to his show. I can honestly say I've never listened to his show.
Well, you should.
You think so?
I think you should.
I'm afraid that I would take things, like I would hear something and go, oh, that's a good idea, put it in the back of my memory and say it, and then I would get like, called out for stealing something from him, and I don't want that.
How many podcasts do you listen to, though, as far as reality shows go?
I listen to none. Zero. I don't even listen
to
my own.
See, that surprises me.
I don't even listen to my own most of the time. Yeah, and I did hear that he had an hour-long interview with Jeff Probst.
Yeah, with Probst, yeah. was actually really good.
I bet it was, and I kind of want to listen to it.
Mm.
But I don't want to hear something and think it's my own idea on accident.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, that's probably my biggest fear there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what were you going? You were talking about Rob C. We're gonna fawn over.
Forget him.
No. Okay.
This podcast sucks. Forget him.
Did you? Am I the only one that is hearing my voice right now that was surprised that Ryan was on Celebrity Apprentice Martha Stewart?
I vaguely remember possibly kind of seeing one little commercial for that show.
Okay.
That is how much that show just came and went, I think.
You were still in the womb, or maybe a toddler at the time.
I was still in the womb watching season one of Survivor.
Yes. In 2005. Which is incredible. You have a deep voice for a seven-year-old.
Yeah. It's all the reality TV I watched in the womb.
Yes, it's and smoking apparently. Another pack of Marlboros, please. Thank you. Anyway, what else do you have? I
don't know. The Survivor's awesome. Amazing Race sucks.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars cast? I know this came out a while ago.
Yeah, it did, but let me...
I really like the cast that they have, and I'm really excited for this.
Do you?
I love it.
I gotta see the cast list again.
We got Busey coming back.
Okay, so I like Busey.
Penn's coming back.
Oh yeah, Penn from Penn and Teller, right?
Penn is great.
Trace Adkins,
Stevie B.
Yeah, Gary Busey.
I like Stevie B just because he was on The Mole.
That's yeah.
Why I like Stevie B.
Yeah, I can get
it. He's not that great on Apprentice first time, but no. The fact that they just brought him back twice, which he was just the dumbest player in the world.
He really was. And they got duped twice by The Mole. They got duped.
For the same people twice.
Yes, they got duped by beautiful women being The Mole twice.
That was another show I watched in the womb back then.
Yeah,
that's Reality Channel in the world.
Oh God, I miss The Mole. That show
was great.
Oh, Chubbs, remember Chubbs?
I do remember Chubbs.
Trevor is still mad at me at this day. He won't say it on the air, but he is still mad at me for picking out Chubbs as The Mole to this day.
Yeah, I had the exact reaction that you did because I thought. Okay, this guy's got to be The Mole.
Yeah, he's too fucking obvious to not
be. Too obvious. And then by, like, midway, I was, like, Trevor, convinced that... What was that other guy that made the finals and ended up winning the show?
I don't remember what... I can't even remember that right now. Because all I don't remember
Chubbs' name either. I just remember him as Chubbs.
Craig was his name.
Yeah. No, I was convinced that guy was The Mole.
Yeah. And then Chubbs started having heart palpitations on the side of a mountain. They had to airlift him out or whatever the fuck.
Here's what I don't get, is we are subjected to all of these singing competitions on TV.
I know.
And terrible seasons of The Amazing Race when we could be getting The Mole.
The Mole. I know.
Put it like Friday night or something.
Yeah. Or even in the summer.
Yeah.
It would make a great summer show. People would watch it.
Pair it up with Glass House, season two.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not excited about Mary Lou Henner or LaToya Jackson being back on the...
I liked Mary Lou Henner. LaToya Jackson.
I hated LaToya Jackson. Maybe I'm indifferent about Mary Lou Henner. Wasn't a big fan.
Who else is back?
Love the fact that Omarosa is back.
Hated Omarosa, but I'm glad she's back.
Yeah, Dee Snider's back, who, you know, didn't really do all that much.
Yeah.
Brett Michaels, Lisa Rinna, Dennis Rodman. He's going to be worthless.
He won The Mole.
That's true. He did win The Mole. He did know who the fuck The Mole was.
He didn't. The guy got drunk half the time.
Oh, he was wasted all the time.
His blood alcohol content was literally through the roof when he took those mole tests. Somehow that got him the win.
Ah, Celebrity Mole, season four. Angie, that was her name. I could not think of her name. Oh man, Yeah, Angie. Oh, Mole 2008. I got to find out what that guy's name was. Mark was the winner.
Oh.
Craig was the mole, and Nicole got third. Yeah. God, I don't remember any of those people besides Chubbs.
I don't either. I still remember him just as Chubbs.
What year? 2008. Oh, my God. That was 4 years ago already. 4.5 years ago, we haven't seen the mole on TV. This is bullshit.
I agree.
This is bullshit.
That show was great.
It was. I don't understand. Oh, God. I've got the DVDs. I need to go back and watch, like, the first and few seasons.
I loved the first season. What I did is, again, because I was in the womb back when it was first on, is when it was on Fox Reality Channel. I was
marathon it. Yep.
Yeah.
You had to...
Right in between that and Kennedy, when Kennedy was...
Oh, God. I'm sorry you had to live through that.
And I watched The Mole then, and I loved it. So then I just went and I watched every season.
First season of The Mole aired on ABC in 2001. Holy shit. I was in high school.
You're ahead of me already. It's okay.
Yeah. Davey says, summer TV lineup. Mole, Beauty and the Geek, Two-A-Days, and Big Brother.
I never watched Beauty and the Geek.
I only watched the one season, and it wasn't too bad.
That's when you started, right?
Yes, but I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that season. I watched the very last season that it ever aired. But I never watched the show when we started doing our podcast. I don't know how we ever made it through the first few episodes of our podcast. But Two-A-Days needs to come back. Did you ever watch that show?
I did not. But I've heard the theme song multiple times.
Where would you have heard that at?
There's this guy that does a podcast.
Up until last month, and when I got my new phone, that was still my ringtone. My ringtone was the Two-A-Days theme song up to a month ago.
You can cue that up now.
Oh, yeah, where is that? Oh, my God. It's been a long time since I've... Here it is. There it is. You need to have operation of the soundboard, I think. Can you just take over the show and I become your Trevor?
And then can I fire you? Like three years since you're doing the podcast?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I want to do a show where I just show up and talk and then fucking leave.
While we're here, can we get the Sucks at Life clip? Oh, this is so much fun, having just like you controlling the soundboard.
Denise sucks at life.
This isn't like welfare. Uh-uh. You know, like she doesn't deserve it just because, you know, she sucks at life.
It kills me every freaking time.
Yeah, I think I'd suck his cock if I had the chance.
Because it's been a year since I've had any sex, and you guys are all having lots of sex.
That's
and
what
I
it
am
is?
Very sexually frustrated, okay?
How does Aaron Carter not get pussy? This is what I want to know. I want to know this still. 6 years later, or whatever it's been, since the House of Carters has been on.
I don't know, I was still in the womb.
How does he not get laid? I don't get it. If Aaron Carter can't get laid, wow. That's sad for me. That just cuts all of my potentials down to nothing.
Rob Cicinito called. He wanted the bell back.
Oh, okay. He can have it. Okay. Since he stole it from me.
Are you enjoying me just being mean to you this whole episode?
Yeah, I don't care. I need somebody to be mean to me.
Okay.
Oh, Kid Nation. Did you ever see Kid Nation?
I did watch Kid Nation. Oh,
I tried... I don't know if I ever said this on the show, but I tried to Facebook message some of the kids on Kid Nation.
You mentioned this on
okay,
the show.
Okay, okay. I never heard anything from them.
I loved that show.
Oh, my God.
The show was phenomenal. Oh. Just because it was exploitation at its absolute worst. It was literally everything that is bad with TV now. They just put on there. And it was phenomenal.
Here is the Killing Chickens audio clip that I
was thinking maybe we could kill some chickens, have a big feast tonight.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Not just one or two chickens, but they can like a lot. We could have plenty for everyone.
We'll kill like five.
I think a lot.
Like 10. I'll take this one. 10 chickens. One axe. 10 heads.
Taylor, Kelsey, Layla, they're killing the brown one.
You need to calm down.
Guys, I'm picking the chickens that would be good to eat.
Well, I don't want to eat any of my favorite chickens.
Like, this 8-year-old knows which chickens are good to eat.
12 chickens, one axe.
Oh, that kid is demented. I think the reason he didn't answer me is he's in prison. I think that's why I didn't get an answer back from him.
Man, that show.
It really tapered off, though. I mean, by the time we got down to the end...
No, by the time they killed the chickens, it's like, what else are they going to do?
Right. I mean, they peaked.
Yeah.
The challenges were terrible.
Yeah. Like, there's only so much terrible, abusive things you can do to children before it's not entertaining.
What was it? How did they get rid... Like, kids would just come up at the end of the episode crying to go home, and they would leave, right? How did they get rid of people?
Yeah, something like that.
They never like really vote. They never voted anybody out.
No, I just remember that one kid that was like 5 years old that would just go in the corner and cry. I felt so bad for that one kid. Yet I couldn't stop watching that amazing show. I loved that show.
It was just the greatest ever. Wow.
I have not watched Honey Boo Boo, on the other hand.
Oh.
No.
God, what is wrong with me? I love that show.
I would watch this season of Amazing Race 20 million times before I watch Honey Boo Boo.
That's terrible. But Honey Boo Boo is at least entertaining. You can point and laugh at him. There's nothing to point and laugh at on the Amazing Race.
Yeah, but it's Honey Boo Boo.
That's true. You know what? I've decided I'm going to open up the phone lines and you can stay on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm blowing off an English paper as it is.
Fuck English. You speak it well enough anyway.
Keep going.
You know what? If your English teacher has a problem, she should just listen to this show and listen to your awesome dictation.
Inappropriate bell.
Oh, sorry. I thought Rob had taken it already. So if you want to call in and talk to me, and what am I calling you? I don't know.
What?
What? I mean, I see your name on my screen.
Call me Nico.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you wanted your name out there. If you want to talk to me and Nico, the number's 330-REALITY. 330-732-5489. And if I have to hang up on Nico, I can. Because guess what? I have that power.
Not for long.
That's true, because you are taking over. So, anybody who runs RFF Radio needs to live in Nebraska. Is that a problem?
Do I have to go to Cornhuskers games?
No, not at all.
Then that is not a problem.
Okay. We have a great education system here.
Okay. Great. I hear they got a really good tech guy.
They do. Hey, it's awesome. The teachers are terrible, but... So call in, everybody. Fucking call the show. 330-7... What is the number? 330-7...
330-REALITY is the number.
There you go. 330-732-5489. Pick up your phones. The phone lines are open. Otherwise, it's just me and Nico going to sit here and talk for the next half hour. And listen, I've already talked for a half hour by myself. Was that really... It was terrible, wasn't it?
Just I'm getting used to the fact, though, that Trevor's fired, though.
Yeah, I am, too.
I'm getting used to it.
I've gotten over it. I mean, it's been a rough hour.
I think we've made the transition well.
I think we have.
Takeover is complete.
Yes, we're moving into the second hour without Trevor now.
Yeah.
And the phone... Oh, hey, we got somebody. I'm going to add to conference call. Hey, you're on. Who is this?
This is the Puffy Taco.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm doing great. What are you calling off of? You sound great for coming over a phone line.
This is through Google's Google Voice
Google
chat
voice.
Business.
Yes. It sounds pretty
I cool. was going to call him the Skype, but then all of a sudden this guy hijacks the line.
That's all right.
That's
and
right.
Trevor is not normally hijacked the line. That's what I want to know. It's no different from any other week of RFF Radio.
So what's up, Taco?
Not much. You know, I applied for Big Brother Canada.
Oh, that's what you... Okay, how'd that go? Any news?
No news. No. Now, you don't know if that's me being coy and I actually did get some news, or I haven't heard anything and I'm just here waiting like a fool.
Ah.
Both of which are very entertaining options. Really.
They really are.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope that you're playing coy.
Well, I sent in the video. The whole concept of my video was I was at New York Comic Con.
Oh.
And I took a video of me just talking about myself on the show floor. Not really that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I felt what I was portraying and what I was saying was exciting, but who knows? They have to watch it. They all have to choose amongst the many Canadians with their hockey skates and their hockey jerseys that they have to choose from that probably did their video like exactly how I'm describing it.
Were you naked?
Naked?
Yes. Because that would make it compelling.
Oh, was I naked? I don't really think I can be naked on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Unless I had like a loincloth and I was like cosplaying Conan or something like that.
Yeah, too bad I don't understand that reference. I was still in the womb.
Oh, yeah.
A Scorpion King, I guess, would be...
There you go. We'll do that. Oh shit! So what do you watch both The Amazing Race and Survivor?
Yes, and I'm enjoying both of them.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Hang up on him. What's the matter with you?
So what are you liking about The Amazing Race?
Yeah, I heard. Last episode was horrible.
Okay.
And no one could deny that because. As Nico said, you have a cliffhanger, and basically nothing, it's like, they could have just skipped that episode and just said, long hair, don't care, are gone, and we're just moving on. Because it was just a waste of time, mm-hmm. really.
I'm liking it so far, keep going.
Like, there was no movement in terms of, like, first place, second place, or anything like that. And, you know, the challenges were interesting, but... There was no element of, oh, this person might catch up or this person is going to stay behind. Like, everyone basically stayed in the same position that they were in. And outside of, they could, you know what, just make it, because of football and they got delayed, just show half an hour clips of just them screwing up, the goat farmer screwing up in the pool, the tweenies splitting their pants.
Go tweenies!
And long hair, don't care, checking in, getting eliminated. That's all we really needed. Save everyone's time, right? Because up in Canada, they delayed it because of the football game, the simulcast with CBS. So I had to go out of my way and procure the episode through alternate means. So I wasted the bandwidth to watch an episode that didn't really matter.
So I'm taking it that you're on limited bandwidth. You've got like a limited number of gigabytes.
The whole cable system up here in Canada is pretty screwy.
Ow.
There's no unlimited downloads unless you're with, like, some small party company.
I see.
They charge up the wazoo. It's like 120 gigs for, like, 60-some bucks.
Wow. That's like 4 Netflix movies.
Are you telling me that you actually spend that amount of time trying to illegally get an Amazing Race episode? I would not be watching Amazing Race if, number one, it were not on cable. No, number two, if the TV were not happened to be on when it's in front of me, I cannot spend more than 10 seconds getting an episode of The Amazing Race before it's not worth it anymore. The season sucks so bad.
Well, to be fair, I'm also not getting it for myself. I'm getting it for my family because they watch it.
Mm.
Whereas I watch usually things live, and they watch it whenever they want to. So... Eventually, like, 5 days later, they'll come up to me like, that episode sucked. And I'm like, yeah. Get ready for next week.
Hold on to your butts.
Maybe you should listen to your family. Because it seems like...
No, they still watch it. It's like, hey, why? Like, I watch television, I'm on the internet. If I don't watch it, how am I going to complain?
True.
Mm.
And then how do you call in and know what Rob and Nico were talking about?
Yeah. No, I could have just been like Trevor and just asked the chat room before the actual show.
You know how many times I've heard, dude, you got to catch me up on The Amazing Race. I haven't watched it yet.
But, like, look, this season, it's been pretty awful. And outside the Twinnies and Abby and Ryan, there have been no, like, interesting people, right?
No.
As annoying as they are, the Twinnies, right? Mm-hmm. They are strong competitors, and you know what? If they were with a better cast, I think they would work better. But
they might.
As for entertaining television, but with just Abby and Ryan, and you know, all you get from Abby and Ryan is a couple of stupid statements, crazy eyes, and then you know, just them hustling through and rolling their eyes for the rest of the... They're not really doing anything extraordinary. They're not, like, dominating.
No.
They're not completely sucking. They just have this kind of sucky attitude, and that's the best we can have in terms of villains.
I think the only reason they're really compelling is the fact that they have a chance to win $2 million.
When I watch it, I don't even really think about it. All I want them to do is lose or just get embarrassed, like slip on a banana peel or something. Like, the whole testing was great. I was cackling with just Ryan just screwing up.
Yeah, that was great.
I can't believe that people couldn't get it. I understand, like, the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
You're put in the position, but just this cocky attitude, and just time after time, just right. failing miserably,
and right? him blaming the school or the school or the teacher for being wrong. Well, that's wrong. Yes. That's not right. I'm right. I know I'm right.
Yes, this $1 million company television show that's been on for like 20 seasons. Of course, they're going to screw up a challenge. Yeah. They must be wrong.
Exactly.
The Matrix must be wrong, as you were saying. Talk about an outdated reference. Just awful. The Matrix, really.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
What? I was still in the womb.
Yeah, you were still in the womb. Don't worry about it, man.
Okay.
Netflix that shit.
But yeah, awful. Let's not talk about The Amazing Race.
Okay, let's talk about Survivor then.
Yeah, Survivor. I think that what Scoopin did is great for him and Lisa. It puts them in a great position.
But she voted against
not really for Lisa. Because he can do it, and everyone will think that Lisa's the one who flipped.
True.
Regardless of what kind of stupid face she was making, you know, that she was surprised, right?
Yeah.
Scoopin has been... this stupid puppy that's been following Abby and Pete around, and that's what they think. And they're like, well, we have to watch out for Lisa. Right? Scoopin is going to do what he needs to do.
True.
But Lisa's on our side, and that's why Abby goes out of her way to try to keep Lisa in line, because she thinks she will be the one to flip. And as the numbers are revealed, they're going to say, it must have been Lisa. We saw her talking with Penner all the time. Mm-hmm. You know she's been getting close with Penner. It has to be Lisa. And Scoopin could just sit back and just kind of decide where he wants to go. Now, if Lisa decides to go with Penner with this backlash, Scoopin's already set. Now, if Lisa decides she wants to stay put, well, Scoopin can kind of, you know, he has a choice where he can rejoin them, or maybe even make a play to kind of even out the numbers again.
Yeah, that's true.
My problem is, though, do you see that four breaking apart? That solid four breaking apart? I don't see that happening.
No.
So,
but with an idol in play, there's always an opportunity to make one extra move.
You're talking about Malcolm's idol?
Well, Abby's.
Yeah, but what's Abby's idol going to do? the only thing Abby's Idol is going to do is save her within the next 3 weeks because she's just a sitting duck. I don't see Abby making it anywhere close to the Final Four. Not even close.
I don't see why Abby even needs an idol because it would be ridiculous to vote her out. She is the perfect person you want to take with you to the end.
That is true. Like, that is so true.
She wears it around her neck and is like, I don't need this. Because who's going to vote her out? Like, really?
Yeah.
Is she the second coming of Philip Shepherd?
She might be. She might be. No one's rooting for her, right? Like, no one.
No one.
Okay.
In that case, does Trevor have a giant crush on her? That's
yes, he absolutely does. He had a man crush on Philip, didn't he?
Those pink panties.
It had to be those pink panties. You're right.
Oh, I need to see an All Stars that has Philip, Tarzan, and Abby as a three-person team, just working together.
Davey in the chat room.
Comic gold.
Davey in the chat room says the second coming of Nyanka.
Rumor has it, this and me as my as this great inside source at Survivor.
Well, you do listen to a lot of Survivor podcasts, so
yes. Well, we oddly both of them named Rob, but okay, and both of them with bells. apparently, this is not the. We might see Philip Shepherd sometime down the line in the future.
Ooh. Wink, wink.
Intent. Nudge, nudge.
Now, do you think that's the reason why, because like a favorite season is coming up or something along the line where people are returning again, do you think that's the reason why they held off on Colton coming back this year?
Could be. I mean, I think they filmed, this is what I heard, but they filmed the next season already. And
yeah.
I this is a dick move, but I do know something about Philip that I can't say.
Ooh.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Elaborate.
you can't throw that out there and not say anything. You have to give it a little bit more.
I have heard from a source close to the matter that he was in fact asked to be back on the show.
Ooh. I'm hearing rumblings about something else, about a fans versus favorites sort of thing. And I know a lot of you hate the spoilers here, but
fuck them.
Okay, let's talk about that. Like, I don't particularly care about spoilers. Like, if something's spoiled, the beauty of Survivor isn't the fact that there's a huge surprise.
Right.
Survivor is a great narrated storyline that goes from point A to point B, and you follow these characters to the very end, and there's a conclusion. Mm-hmm. Right? The people who are going to last longer or are going to do well or do something special will be the focus. Therefore, right, if someone tells you that, let's say Penner doesn't make it, but he has a great season,
mm-hmm.
right? It's still interesting television.
It is.
Right?
But I still get nervous for Penner, and I still feel like the great thing about Survivor is when you have someone like Penner that is, you know, the odds are stacked against him, and then he goes in there, pulls off three miraculous weeks. Like, for me, that's, like, exciting because I'm rooting for him. So, I don't care about the spoilers as far as, like, seasons in the future, like, who's cast or whatever, but I feel like if I know who's voted out every week, I don't know. It sort of hampers. I can still enjoy it, but it still hampers as far as like who I'm rooting for and stuff like that.
And Davey just said that, and I think he's just reiterating your point, or you're reiterating his point. Cast members of the next season is not spoiling. What's going to happen on the next season or in the next episode is spoiling.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think talking about a cast is a big spoiler. I think that we're all going to eventually find out that that person is either there or not there. And the fact that they are there or not there doesn't affect or doesn't give you a hint to how it's going to turn out at the end.
Okay. Well, if it is a fans versus favorite season, who would you want back?
Malcolm again, and his giant balls.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, okay. A little confession here. As much as an RFF radio fan I am, I have not listened to last week's episode yet. Okay. What the heck was that episode title about? Fill me in, as Trevor would say. Dude, I'm behind on my RFF radio. Fill me in.
So we were just talking about how Malcolm was very brave as to throw out his idol, say, hey, looky, looky, I have an idol, and then not play it. First of all, I love that, and Trevor made a joke about him having giant balls, and I just ran with it for the whole episode. I was talking about his giant probably one of my favorite moments from last week's episode was we were talking, and it was a very serious conversation, and I go, you know, there is a problem, though, when Malcolm is, you know, doing his confessionals. The problem I have there is how they get his gigantic balls in frame. That's my favorite part from last week's show. So there, you're caught up.
I thought you had some inside info.
No, I have. No.
Okay, so back to what you said was coming back. I'm hearing Malcolm is coming back too.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I would like to see. I would. I don't know who I'd like to see back.
Zane?
No. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Try to shoot the moon. It's great.
If his plan worked, though, he would have been the greatest player ever.
Okay. Well, it's pretty obvious Colton's probably coming back.
Yeah. Tarzan would be okay. I would like to see Tarzan, maybe.
Really? Tarzan? I joked about it, but I'd rather see Tarzan get another shot.
The only thing about Tarzan that year is he was the only source of entertainment in that crappy season. That's the only reason why. You put him on this season, he's not even considered.
That's true. Cochran. I would love to see Cochran come back.
Yeah, I would like to see Cochran again.
Rob doesn't know what's happening next season, RFF.
What? I don't. Am I really nailing him on the head here?
Yeah, Cochran's back.
Oh, awesome.
I hinted at the beginning, maybe kind of, but yeah, they sort of leaked the whole cast already, so.
Wow. Okay, before you get that cast pulled up, because we're going to talk about it, I want you to leak the whole cast right here on the show.
Okay, hold on. I'm on my iPad, so maybe hold on a second.
Okay.
In terms of me having people coming back just for the sole purpose of them slipping on a banana peel, Whitney, Keith, and Jim from South Pacific need to come back.
Yeah.
Because they need their comeuppance.
Yeah, that's true. I like that idea. What about Constant Masturbator? Matt. Was it his name Matt?
Yes.
Redemption Island Masturbator?
Yes.
I would like to see him back.
Is Brandon. Brandon, you think they're going to bring him back sooner rather than later?
Okay, so do you want me to leak the cast?
I have one more that I want to throw out there. Is Fabio. Okay. What was his name?
I don't know. Fabio.
Fabio.
Yeah, Judd. Judd was his name. Okay, yeah, okay. Cast.
So here's the cast, ready? Brandon Hance.
Oh, God, no.
Come on, that's great.
John Cochran.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eric Reichenbach, otherwise known as Ice Cream.
Oh my God! Really? Okay. I like to see him back.
Malcolm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Philip Shepard. Andrea Bohike, the one from Redemption Island.
Oh, Andrea. I don't remember her.
Remember her? She made it like to the final four or something.
Oh yeah, I kind of do
with
remember.
Boston Rob.
Yep. Yep.
Brenda Lowe.
Who the fuck is that?
Nicaragua. Asian one.
Oh, okay.
I'm like flipping through the...
Corinne Kaplan.
I
have no idea who that is.
Kind of remember her. What season was she on?
Gabon?
Oh my God, that was a long time ago.
Jeez.
Holy shit, that
you
was
might
long.
As well get Jarvis back.
Was Gabon that long ago?
Oh my God, yes.
Because I watched Gabon. Couldn't be that long ago.
2008.
Gabon is 17, isn't it?
Not too bad.
Earth Last Eden?
Wasn't exactly in the womb back then. You know?
Yeah, 2008. That would have, yeah, the 17th season of Survivor.
Don Meehan.
Yeah.
Is that Don from South Pacific? Yes. I love Don.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, she was good. She was always smiley and very happy.
And hot.
And then, this is really weird, Francesca.
What?
Yeah.
You sure that isn't Philip's spelling of that girl's name you couldn't pronounce?
No, Francesca is coming back, I guess.
Ugh, that's a terrible cast.
Yeah.
But I mean, from what I heard from during the other Rob's podcast, they said that it was a really good season, like even better than this season.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. This thing I'm looking at says is fans versus hated, rather than fans versus favorites, which I don't know if that's true or not. But
how many people did you just name off?
Fans of the show.
10
people.
I guess like a fans versus favorites sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, but I want to see Cochran, Ice Cream Scooper Eric.
Yeah.
Philip, Malcolm. You know.
Eric, I think, is still as dumb as the day he was voted off. I don't think he learned any life lessons from getting voted off the way he was voted off the show.
That guy was a moron.
Oh my God, he was a magnificent idiot.
I just go up on YouTube and just watch that clip over and over again and just cackle with laughter.
Davey says, wasn't Francesca a first vote off?
Yep.
Wow.
Really?
Let's go back to what's-her-name off of the first season of Survivor and get her back on the first vote off of the first Survivor ever. The fuck.
Do you know what joke I was going to make?
No, go ahead.
It was the womb. I was in the womb.
Oh, that you were in the womb. That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know if I had said it enough this episode.
I'm looking to see who was the first person voted out.
What was her name?
Sonja?
Sonja. Yeah, Sonja. Sonja with a J.
Yes, 63.
Oh, God. So she's like 114 years old by now. congratulations to the people that are still listening to the podcast version of this, by the way.
This is gold.
This is a great episode. We're at an hour and 27 minutes. Almost.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's how long this show has been going on.
I have blown off this freaking essay for an hour.
So what time zone are you in?
I'm in Connecticut, so I'm on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. So it's 10:30 out there.
It is 10:30 there.
Holy shit.
And the paper is due at midnight. So.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm a good ways in there. I'm good.
Oh, okay. So how
okay.
Go ahead.
One thing I have to mention.
Go ahead.
One thing I have to mention. Sorry. Let me be quick with this. You mentioned it before. With Long Hair Don't Care and how they felt about how they were portrayed or how people are talking about them. I don't understand why these people, like, they've watched reality television, majority of them, mm-hmm. and still, after being on the show, they get on this, like, they have, like, this chip on their shoulder feeling that, people shouldn't be talking bad about them. I don't like how it's portrayed. It's a television show. They edit it, you know, to fit a certain way. If I get on Big Brother Canada, I know there's a chance I'm probably going to be edited as an idiot or an asshole. Right? It's a 50-50 chance, one or the other, right?
I wonder what I
and
would
I'm
be
okay
edited
with that.
Like.
You have to emotionally prepare yourself for that.
Yeah. I think I would sitting back and watching the show, I would love to hear what people have to say about me. And I wouldn't care if it was bad. I would soak it in and love every minute of it.
If you go on, you have to be ready to, you know, just, like, make fun of all the criticism that you get.
And
In other words, you have to have the most giant ego in the world because criticism cannot faze you at all.
Well, or a giant asshole like myself. Because I don't feel like I have a big ego. Maybe I do. Maybe you guys would tell me differently.
Fired your co-host to fire you.
But I think that I would. I know I would be edited as just a backstabbing prick, and I would love it. I would love it. Maybe I'm just...
Why have they not cast you on the show yet, is what I want to know, with your giant internet following.
Oh, I know, right? Like, all my hundreds of Twitter user followers and...
I mean, all the times that they have come to Nebraska for Survivor casting.
Right. It's just, it's uncanny. The thing is, I have a face for radio. That's why I'm stuck behind. That's why we don't do a video podcast. That's why.
They still, speaking of Zane, come on. Come on.
Yeah. But, I know. I would have liked for him to go a little further with his great plan. I mean, I think if that plan would have succeeded, we would all be sitting here going, wow, that was a great move.
No, we wouldn't have.
You don't think so?
No. The guy was a moron.
He was an idiot.
He could have sat back. He could have said, you know what? I'm going to let them vote out someone else and let him vote out Russell because they all hated Russell at the beginning and let it be. No. The guy was a moron.
He was an idiot. He just he didn't know how to follow through with his brilliant plan. He stumbled upon a brilliant plan. It's like every teacher I work with. They just stumble upon good ideas.
Philip Shepherd made the final three of Survivor.
But he was an idiot.
Yeah. He stumbled onto greatness.
Wait, did he get third place?
Yeah.
Or did he get second?
Second, I think.
He got second.
Yeah, you know, Rob and Trevor have a incredibly high-rated reality podcast. People getting lucky.
Exactly. That is very true. Oh, God. This has been the funnest show in 7.5 years of podcasts. Is it unfair to be mean to Trevor when he's not here? I mean, no. Nico can shit all over me because I'm here. But is it unfair of me to just shit all over everybody else?
I have yet to have a conversation with Trevor. So
So do I.
So that being said, yes, it's perfectly fair.
I'm checking because I didn't believe it. Ralph did get second place. He won money for that season.
Oh, yeah, Philip?
Yeah. He got one vote from Ralph.
Oh, my God. Because Ralph was an idiot.
There's another moron. That guy?
God, yeah. Oh, my God. That whole season was just fucked up. Holy shit.
Oh. Endless entertainment from past Survivor seasons.
This is the great part of RFF Radio, is unlike Sister Nino's podcast, who talks about things that are relevant in reality shows that happened in the past, we are reminiscing about Martha Stewart's Apprentice. Survivor when I was in the womb.
Yep.
Kid Nation, and now previous seasons of
Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah, it's what we reminisce.
And that is why I'm proud to be the new co-host of the show.
Yes, welcome to Nico. If anybody else wants to call in, we're gonna keep Taco on the line too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just call in.
As the new co-host, I grant you permission to.
Okay, cool.
I'll be the band leader. I'll be like Kevin Nevax or whatever. just chuckle in the background.
That's a good reference. I don't know if anybody else wants to call in. If you do, call on
in. Why would they?
That's true.
Who's still listening?
Yeah, that's right. There should be nobody.
This has literally just been the three of us just having a pleasant conversation with each other.
Yeah, and it's being recorded and going to be sent out. I just want to see how many people I can get on the line on Skype before it just takes a shit on me. That's really what I want to do.
Here's the question. Has RFF Radio jumped the shark?
Yes, it has. It jumped the shark in July of 2005.
No, because I think I pinpointed the moment where RFF Radio became terrible.
Okay, good.
Pinpointed it. And it is right now.
It has gotten pretty sad around here. It's surprising that it's taken this long. I mean, honestly, I thought 10 episodes and we'd be done. What is this, episode like 378?
Never say never.
374.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't believe I've sat down 374 times and recorded a show. Davey says it jumped the shark when you had Jessica from Big Brother 8 on.
When are you getting Grodner on the podcast?
You know, okay, that's a good question. And I think I talked about this on the air, too. I tweeted her one day, and she answered me. She's like, yeah, I'd love to be on your show. Give me an email address where I can reach you at. And so I sent her the email, like, my email address is rob@realityfanforum.com. She never emailed me and will not answer a tweet from me ever again.
You know why, right? Her secretary actually answered that.
Oh, that could
and
be.
Replied, that could... And she fired that person.
No, she did not fire them. She ate that person. She's like, bitch, you are going to the rotisserie. Davey says she thought it was Rob Sesternino. Oh,
can we Twitter bomb her like we Twitter bombed Brittany?
Oh, we could do that. Brittany, that bitch, she will not come on the show again. And she had nothing but nice things to say the last time she was on.
Jeez, Rob.
She sent me a direct message at, like, a week after the show. And she's like, oh, you know, I loved being on your show. Thanks for not getting personal. You guys are real pros. I'll come on your show anytime.
She was giving you the business.
She was giving me the business. She should have just took a picture of herself in the mirror, flipped me off, and sent that to me. Because that's what I feel like she's done to me. Twitter bomb Brittany again, goddammit.
You guys need to get Geese on, man.
No, forget.
Dan Kiesling.
Who?
You had him on once, right?
Who?
Dan.
Oh, Dan, yeah.
Yes. I just want to talk to him about Karate Kid. That's it. Forget about Big Brother, just Karate Kid.
I think he blocked me on Skype.
Wow.
Cause,
oh, my God, they hate you.
They do. So he used to be friends with me on Skype, and I still have him on my Skype list, but now it says this person has not shared their details with you. That wasn't the case during his season of Big Brother. Because I remember doing a show one night, and I think I said this on the air. Holy shit, Dan just came online on Skype.
Grodner has gotten to them.
Grodner, that bitch.
No, I'm starting the Twitter bomb Grodner campaign.
Okay, do that.
For Freddy.
She, you know, she only comes on Twitter like once every 3 months to promote a new shitty show she has coming on, like fucking ESPN 8 or whatever the fuck channel it's on.
Fox Reality Channel.
Fox Reality Channel, yes. Some terrible network that nobody gets or doesn't know what number it is on their satellite. So I guess nobody else wants to call in, which is fine. I mean,
wow.
Welcome to the show. 330-REALITY is the number to call. Give us a call. 330-732-5489.
Play the Facts of Life song.
Oh, okay. That's...
Yes, play that. That'll get them interested.
Until somebody calls, this song will just play over and over and over again. I don't care if it takes hours.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go.
Okay, I'm tired of that song.
Okay. How many episodes do you think LaToya Jackson will actually appear this season of The Celebrity Apprentice?
Four.
Four.
No, she'll appear once, and then Trump will bring her back, like, in the final two, and then she'll win.
Also, I think Dee Snider should actually wear a cast the entire season, regardless of his arm being broken or not, just like a wrestling gimmick.
Just come back with a broken leg and a broken arm and go,
yeah.
Yep, I'm going to do this. This is how fucking badass I am.
And Stevie B should come on with Corbin Burnson.
Stevie B should not be allowed on any reality show without Corbs.
He should call Corbin Burnson for every single task on the show.
And Corbin would be like, look out for the hot ones. They'll screw you over every time.
They'll be counting the amount of, like, I don't know, balloons that are around or something.
Oh, I'll never forget, though, when I watched that first season of Celebrity Mole, and that submarine popped up, and it said Das Mole on it. I'm like, what the why the fuck would they have Das Mole? I'm just so confused.
Who was the host of that show after Anderson Cooper?
Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, right. You hated that guy.
Oh, hated him. He ruined the mole. He ruined it, right, Taco?
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad is terrible in general.
They should have got Bryant Gumbel.
Yes, that would have been amazing.
Do you remember Bryant Gumbel hosted the first... no, Nico wouldn't know about this because he was in the womb. Survivor reunion show.
Oh, gosh, that was awful.
Didn't Rosie O'Donnell host one?
Yep, she's at season 4, I think. The season Vesepia one. They should bring back Vesepia.
Can Ahmad Rashad
come on and, like, host Amazing Race or something?
What?
Can Ahmad Rashad come on and, like, host Amazing Race or something?
No.
What, as long as, like, Phil goes to somewhere else. Let Phil co-host with Jeff Probst.
How bad
anything spice up this freaking Amazing Race?
Something. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I really don't.
Look, my problem with the Amazing Race, it just seems like they always end up going in the same places. It just feels like it's just repeating itself. Send them to Antarctica or something like that. Let them freeze. Like,
and leave
put them in peril.
Especially this season.
Frozen.
Put them in peril. That's what I want to see.
Let's just, like, put them with penguins and polar bears and just, like, have a challenge where you get chased by a polar bear.
Enter the octagon with the polar bear. 3 teams enter, 1 polar bear leaves.
12 chickens, 1 axe.
Oh, that fucking kid is. I would really like an answer from Kid Nation kids. Holy shit.
How many times can we keep talking about the same reality show?
We can't. I mean,
before it gets old, because it hasn't gotten old yet.
It hasn't, and it won't. We've got another good hour in us, up until the point where your paper is due. Then it's not funny anymore.
It is due in 1 hour and 12 minutes.
Yes, it is.
What is it about?
Yeah,
it is. It is about Hamlet.
Oh, you got that shit.
I did not read a single word of that play.
You got this shit up, wrapped up, right?
What?
You got it, right? It's all done.
It's not done.
Have you started?
Yeah, it's almost done.
Oh, okay, so then another 1 hour and 11 minutes and you got this.
Yeah, as long as I'm not talking to you guys.
So nobody else wants to call in, huh?
No. Mm.
Davey wants to call in, I think. He's always got something funny to say. 330-732-5489. 330-REALITY. I could do this professionally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Except I wouldn't be able to fucking curse all the time. Bongo says... go ahead, Taco.
I try to go out of my way and watch, like, a lot of reality shows. So, like, this year I watched The Valleys... The UK Jersey Shore type of, kids from out of town going into the big city type of thing, and that's been dog shit.
You lost me on reality show.
Now, or I just mumbled the rest, right?
Yes.
Was that the show?
Don't worry, The Valleys is a shit show.
Was that The Valleys? Was that where they, like, got naked all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Thought that was Big Brother.
Still, it wasn't that good.
Even with the nudity, it sucked.
Yeah.
If you suck with nudity, how bad of a person are you?
See, it doesn't take much for me to get interested into a reality show. Like, being in the Geek UK was awesome.
Really?
Because you had British accents and swearing all the time. It's the same concept of the previous show, but they just swore a lot.
I watched a season of Big Brother UK. And it was terrible, but great at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody said I needed to watch BB UK.
No, it wasn't good. You don't have to watch it. You're not missing anything.
Okay.
But I just had a really boring summer, so I just watched Big Brother UK.
And did it improve the summer, or did it actually just make you feel sad?
A little bit of both.
Davey wants to know how did you find beauty in the Greek UK?
I procured those episodes via the internet.
I see.
I will try my best. You know what, Davey?
Yeah.
Shoot me your email address. I think I might be able to hook you up with at least one season.
Awesome.
Wow. RFF Radio, hour and 50 minutes in, getting inside scoop.
And what are we at? We are at an hour and 44 minutes.
Oh, my God.
53 seconds. We've never had this long of a RFF Radio, have we? People are going to download the show and go, holy shit, what happened? And they're going to get to the end, and it's going to be us talking.
No, first, like, it must be so long. There must be like this amazing interview happening.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
first it's you for a half hour after you fire Trevor. Then it's me for another hour. And then this round table here.
Yeah. Is this the RFF telethon, Davey wants to know. Yes, we're
calling
taking
with your donation.
We're taking your calls. For a $6,000 donation, you will get an RFF Radio thimble.
And you will support Nico finishing his English paper.
Yes, and Nico, maybe we should do like a paper drive for you. Like, for every word you type, like, people could donate like 10 cents a word. You know? No?
Not at all.
Okay. yeah, Davey says we're raising money for all the poor podcasters in Nebraska and New York and the East Coast.
And, yes,
Connecticut.
And Rob Cesternino. Don't forget about him.
Yes, and Rob C., which, fuck him. So nobody else wants to call in because I'm going to close the phone lines and we'll wrap up the show.
It's not.
It's about time.
It is.
Yeah, I'm getting bored with this show.
Yeah, and you're on it. Okay. Well, I'll leave the phone lines open for anybody else who wants to call. But somebody in the chat room earlier says, I think I found my two new co-hosts for 2 Cents Radio.
Oh, God.
You don't want to do a 2 Cents there, Nico? Don't want to dive
in? If you fire Ty and Steve.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
Good.
They're done.
Well.
Then I am all yours.
Well, I don't think I could be, because the last podcast I was a part of, let me see, we did 2 episodes, and I think I'm still editing the episode, so...
Why are you still editing the episode?
Why are you editing
the episode? It's really bad. Well, I hate my voice, so I can't be a part of the editing process.
Well, I hate my voice, too. That's why I don't edit and everything's exactly live to tape.
This is the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. And there has probably not been a single edited episode.
No, there hasn't. Not one. Not one have I gone through and edited. The only edits I do is if Trevor gets cut off in the fucking middle of the show, I might pause it and then go, okay, here we go, and start it again. There's the edit.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants to listen to a podcast of me ranting about how much I hate Amazing Spider-Man for like an hour.
You know what? We could talk about that on our show. Yes, I think we have. I need to send you, somehow you guys need to get a hold of me, direct message me on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll give you my phone number so that we can. Now, Nico, I know you're like 7 years old. Do you have a cell phone and can text?
I can't.
Okay, that's important. Because
I had one in the womb. I was on.
Okay. Davey says you guys need to get ready to discuss the local traffic and restaurants of Nebraska.
One day I will visit Nebraska.
Yes.
One day.
Yeah, there's so much here to see.
The livestock.
Yeah, that even smells like shit.
Well, it's the same thing as New York. You go to New York, it still smells like shit.
That's true. That is true.
Or is it a faux pas, social faux pas, to talk bad about New York so soon after the big storm?
I don't know. Probably not.
They said we were going to get hit in Connecticut. We didn't get hit at all.
You didn't. You didn't get anything.
Like nothing.
You got.
Did you stock up on supplies?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you ever lose power?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Now let me ask you a question. Did you take those supplies that you stock up on and then go sell them in New York?
That'd be great if you did.
I'm on my way to New York right now. That's a brilliant idea.
Stimulate the economy. Isn't that what Obama's talking about?
Well, Obama's taken half of what's-his-name's money anyway, so they got voted out.
Okay, my one political comment of the night.
Sure.
By the way. How can you be happy about a candidate winning the presidency simply on the basis that the other guy sucks?
But that's been the way it's been for, like, since Reagan.
Okay, maybe I was in the womb for this whole change in politics. But I don't know. I don't feel right about Obama getting a second term just because the other guy wasn't good enough.
But
see, you guys should have just let Canada run things, you know, and then 4 years you guys decide what you guys want to do.
But that's what happened with Bush. Bush got a second term because Kerry was terrible. He was not a good candidate.
Yeah, but why not just try something different? That's my thing.
That's true. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that.
The carbon rod instead?
If what we are taught to do as people is say, okay, if something's not working, you try something different.
Yeah, that's true, but...
You guys need more than a two-system party system. It just doesn't work.
Amen.
I don't disagree with that either.
We need to stop getting political, though, because this is going to go down eight.
I don't care. Like I said, it's my show. Who cares?
Yeah. Not before I'll fire you.
It's American politics. I just laugh about it.
Yeah, you know what? That's what that is the other thing. That is a topic for 2 Cents Radio. And I'm serious. The three of us are going to do a 2 Cents episode.
I'm in.
Okay. No, I'm
unemployed right now. I have tons of time.
If I keep running my mouth at work, so will I.
It's like the only thing I have for the rest of the night is I have to make a sandwich. That's really it.
Oh, man. I want that problem. Anyway. No, I'm serious. We're going to do a 2 Cents Radio episode. But the topic that I want to talk about is I want to learn about Canadian politics.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you have to study. Oh, it's so much easier with American politics.
Yes, and after that, we will do commentary on Tremors 3.
Yes.
That is the oldest freaking reference.
That you can pull out? It's like Tremors 3?
Yes. It was right after I came out of the womb.
Steve and I want to do a Twister movie commentary.
Didn't you do that already?
No, we haven't. We want to really bad, though.
What movie did you do then with the tornado?
Tornado Valley.
Oh, big difference.
Okay. Yeah. Well, should we get out of here and end this show?
I was saying that about an hour ago.
Davey says in the chat that Trevor's ready to come on. Hawaii 5-0 is over.
Line of the night to Davey.
Oh, God, Davey needs to call in. Why don't you call in, Davey? That's the question. You missed.
Like, I will mail you a microphone, Davey.
Yeah. Yeah, they're real cheap. All righty, guys. I'm going to play the ending music.
Oh, white.
Do you guys have a Twitter or anything you want to plug?
You can catch me at
www.com. See, that's the line of the night.
Yeah, that is the line of the night.
You can follow me at the Puppy Taco.
There you go. How about you, Nico?
I'm at the Nico1234. I don't tweet a lot, but...
Oh, the Nico1234. How original.
It's the worst Twitter name in the history of Twitter names.
I'm going to follow both of you so that you can direct message me. And so we can get phone numbers exchanged.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. All right. You guys know my Twitter name. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who called in tonight. I think the only one that didn't call in that's not on the line is Normal, right?
I feel from Canada as well.
Yes. I should have had her just stay on the line, too.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, live and learn.
Live and learn.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you next week.